Are you ready to say goodbye to fear, frustration, and overwhelm when it comes to growing and scaling your business? Well, you're in the right place, my friend. Welcome to Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Watserino. As a five-time number one international best-selling author and speaker who has been coaching and mentoring business owners and their teams for over 20 years, I created this podcast to be the weekly support group that you needed to get through the toughest days in business. On this podcast, we dive deep into the systems, strategies, truths, and secrets of what it really takes to grow a Beyond Common business. We often dive into things that no one else is talking about, those things under the surface, that when they are in alignment for you or out of alignment, we don't want that. When we get them in alignment, everything in your business and life gets easier and more profitable. So buckle up and enjoy the ride, my friend, because business is not for the faint of heart. Let's go. Hello, and welcome back to Beyond Common Business Secrets with Tracy Watserino. I am so excited that you're here. Today, we are talking about three of the biggest mistakes I see hairstylists and salon owners making when it comes to pricing their salon or spa services. We're diving deep into that today because this topic is all over the map. And as you guys know, with my history in the hair and beauty industry, I have made it my life's mission and career goal to raise the bar on the hair and beauty industry, to literally empower those people working their butts off in the hair and beauty industry to charge their worth, to find the confidence to charge their worth and be as educated and active in growing your personal and business skill set so that you can charge as much as a doctor. We are holding holding sharp objects next to our client's head. So have enough of a confident value in yourself to charge your worth. However, that's my soapbox moment, but three of the biggest mistakes that I see hairdressers, salon owners, stylists, suite owners, and everyone in the hair and beauty industry making when it comes to pricing is, number one, they just set the price based on what everyone else is doing. This is so true. Like, when a stylist has been working at a particular salon for a very long time, and then they go open up their own or go rent a suite or whatever, they typically will charge the same price that they were charging before, or they'll shift it a little bit. And my question is, why? What educated decision did you make when you set that price? Because maybe where you were working, maybe they didn't know how to set prices. So it's going to be, they just set it based on what everyone else is doing. That is not the way we do business. Then things to consider are, what is the cost? Like, what's it costing you? What will the market bear? Like, you have to apply the rules and basic economics of supply and demand. So it's so funny because right now, every area that we can possibly think of is having inflation rates. And I have still talked to so many hairstylists and salon owners that are nervous about raising their prices. And my question is, if not now, when? And that is the thing. We are so challenged by price. There's so much emotional attachment to price. So I think if we can break free of the emotion and just look at the cold, hard facts, and I know it's hard because we're artists and there's a lot going on there, but you need to break free of that. The number two biggest mistake I see is that there's no profitability built into the pricing structure. And sometimes when I say that or ask that of hairstylists and salons, they don't even, they're like, what? like, don't I just like wait until there's profit? That's when I get it. And honestly, I'm not judging. I thought that too. Like, I did not even understand that when I started in business. And so I am just a personal advocate for artists everywhere, not working themselves into a tizzy tail of exhaustion and like being on this hamster wheel that you feel like you can't break free of. The thing is that you have to structure your pricing based around building your profitability into it. That is how the rest of the world does it. And who knew? I did not know this. So I love you. If you are there now, I got you. Don't worry. I was there and I figured it out. So do not beat yourself, feel shameful about this. Just seek out and get help to get the right pricing structure that has profitability built in so that you don't make the same mistakes I've seen so many others make. And then the next thing is when it comes to pricing, that this is like the raising, and this is what pisses off salon clients and other people. The third biggest mistake I see is that there's no added value or extra value in raising prices. So we just say, oh, well, I haven't raised my prices in 10 years, so I'm just going to raise them. And then they don't understand why clients are mad. So that is not the way to do it. The thing is that I think most people, especially our clients, understand that there's inflation going on. So color could be more expensive. Maybe you have a waiting list a mile long and the supply and demand dictates that you're going to have to raise your price. I think that we have to be educated on what that looks like. And then we have to add more value than anyone else so that when we raise our prices, our clients can celebrate that we got a raise and moved up a level instead of feeling like, wait, what? The thing is that we don't make the experience enjoyable and make it added value for our clients. And then we wonder why they're upset. The thing is that as a salon professional, our goal is to serve our clients. We are there to give them an experience that makes them feel amazing. And we want the way we made them feel needs to last long after price is forgotten. So the thing is that if you really focus on how you're going to add more value and take care of your clients bigger, better than everyone else, pricing, like, it's never going to be an issue because people want extra things and the pricing is not always the same anyway. Like all my years doing hair, like I almost rarely had someone come in for just a haircut. Almost never. They want to add highlights. They're doing a conditioning treatment. They're going to do a brow shaping. They bought a lipstick. I mean, there's a million variables. So we have to add more value because people want to look and feel their best. So those are the three biggest mistakes I see salon owners, hairstylists, and everyone in that creative beauty space making when it comes to pricing. But there are so many more. And this is the time more than ever. Like, do not heed this warning. The thing is that inflation is all around us. The cost of doing business has gone up. If you are not adding profitability or you're basing your pricing on, oh, just what I always did, I promise you, you're losing money. You could be bleeding money somewhere. So do not continue to do business as usual. Understand that you need to take a step back, look at all these areas and see where you can improve. Now, if you are really expensive for your area and you still don't have a lot of clients, that is a huge sign that you need to add more value and improve your skill set. So there are so many different ways to break this down and figure out what's going to work best for you, your company, your business, your client, your market demographics. There are so many things here. But know that these are the first three places to start. And these are the biggest mistakes that people make. So if you're like, something is off, I know my pricing's off, look at these three first. And then if you need even more help, reach out. The best way to do this, the best access to all of this information is to be a part of our Beyond Common Success Essentials training. It'll help you take the step back you need to really reevaluate where you're at when it comes to setting up your pricing in a way that actually makes sense for operating a successful business that is scalable and like that you have growth that actually includes profit. Yay, profits, we love them. I know, it's so funny. I think so many hairstylists, salon owners, they are like, oh yeah, it's like a really expensive hobby sometimes. Like I have seen situations and gone in and coach people where they are literally paying their clients to get their hair colored because they're afraid they're going to lose them. And I'm like, you're bleeding money because you're doing their hair for free. You're running a charitable or a charity organization, which I am so excited about. Like I used to always say this in the salon that if I ever make millions and billions of dollars or win the lottery, I could still do hair totally free because we'd never have to discuss budget. Like, it's just like, sit down, let me glamorize you. Let me just lavish you to your heart's content. That is a different business model. If you're trying to make a living, send your kids to school, put braces on them, you know, get them involved in sports activities, take them to the doctor. If you legit need to support your family, you can't be running a charitable organization. You have to be clear on what type of business model you have. So that is a story for another day. But if you need more help with overcoming these mistakes and where you can set up the systems, the scripts, the strategies that will help you grow your profitability, set up a pricing structure that makes sense and roll it out to your clients in a way that has them celebrate you, definitely you need to go and get our Beyond Common Success Essentials training course. I cannot wait to see you inside that training. And as always, happy Beyond Common Success Business Building. I am so grateful you're here. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review and share this podcast with your friends and family that you know need to hear it. I love you and I cannot wait to see you next week. Take care and have the most amazing rest of your day. Congratulations on making the smart decision to tune in to Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. We are dedicated to empowering female business owners just like you to thrive and achieve beyond common results. We've provided valuable insights, practical strategies, and inspiring stories to help you grow and scale your business to new heights. Now it's time for you to take inspired action. Don't just passively listen. Implement what you've learned and unleash your full potential. Whether it's optimizing your marketing, honing your leadership skills, expanding your network, or reaching out to join one of our strategic business growth programs. Join our thriving community of ambitious, supportive women entrepreneurs by visiting and joining our Beyond Common Business Secrets Facebook group to gain access to exclusive resources, connect with like-minded individuals, and unlock endless opportunities for your growth. Or feel free to go to our website, TracyWattSereno.com. Remember, Beyond Common Growth is within your reach. Together, we move into truly thriving. Keep striving, keep growing, and keep conquering. Stay beyond amazing, and I'll see you on the next one.